107 of the Overseas Connection, the official podcast of the G4T.com community. That's gaming for the elderly. And today is February 19th, 2013. I'm one of your hosts, Greg DeLacy. Joining me this week, Mr. Christopher Matthew.
Hello, everybody. I'm going to say something really loud just now. Something really loud. And I did that because last week people were making fun of us that Greg saying, hey, everybody, is the loudest part of the show. So now it isn't.
That's admirable of you to take that bullet. We appreciate that. You're fed. You're happy.
I'm fed.
That's good. Yes. Fed, as in you ate dinner.
I did. I did eat dinner.
Yes. We'll get back to that little nugget in a minute. Also on the show this week, Mr. Richard Primrose.
Hello. I ain't got no game. I've been doing community service, so I ain't got no game.
That's Rich, because you're not supposed to expose yourself in public, Primrose.
Rich, I have seen pictures of your wife. You've got plenty game, let me tell you, my friend. You did all right for yourself.
Hey, talking of exposing yourself.
I had a dilemma. Exposing themselves. And you don't want us exposing ourselves.
I had a dilemma earlier in the week. Now, I am getting on a bit. I'm middle-aged, man. And I did tweet this as well. Now, I had to nip out to get a bottle of wine, but I was in my pyjamas. So, is this sad? I just put my jeans on top of my pyjamas and went to the shop to get a bottle of wine. Now, I thought about this, and I thought if I was old-aged, I'd just go to the shops in my pyjamas. But I didn't. I put jeans on. Is that acceptable?
Also, if you were in college, you would just go to the shop in your pyjamas.
Yeah, Rich, you really could have gone either way. I mean, going to the liquor store in your pajamas and or flip flops, perfectly acceptable when you're in college.
Okay,
just saying. Yeah,
maybe next time I'll try it in women's underwear. We'll see.
Whoa.
Or there's that.
Okay.
Okay. So let's move along. Mike Chin not with us this week. Doing something very British, I am sure. We honestly have no idea why he couldn't make the show. He just said, I can't make the show.
So Chin hopefully,
Chin is a diva. Hopefully everything is okay. Hopefully the rash cleared up, the medicine's taking hold. And, that's all I have to say about that. We did find somebody to get on the show, not British and not yet fed, Mr. Jay Shoemaker.
Hello, everybody. I'm back.
Hello, Jay.
Sorry. Glad to be here.
It's okay, Jay. No, we're glad to have you. You know, and you are the guy behind the Indie Writer Block. So, among other things, the Victory Achieved contest, the Halo 4 gaming nights. So it's good we get you onto the show and put a voice out there for the community to hear. It's probably a good thing this is not a video podcast for many reasons. The least of which, Richard Primrose talking about exposing himself is probably the first and foremost one. But yeah, good to have you on the show, Jay. Thanks for coming last minute.
Hello,
thanks
Emily.
For having me.
All right, well, without any further time wasted, we're jumping right in to new releases for this week. All right, so new releases this week. Yeah, there's nothing on the Wii or the Wii U right now. It is a barren landscape. Moving over to the PS Triple, you've got Crysis 3 coming out to retail shelves this week. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance slashes its way onto retail shelves. You like how I did that? PSN games this week. Capcom Arcade Cabinet Retro Game Collection. Yeah, that's there. Crysis 3 also available for download off PSN. And Urban Trial Freestyle. No idea what that game is, but it's there. Demos this week. You've got Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 3. And I'm sure I said that incorrectly, but I don't care. Urban Trial Freestyle also available for demo. And DLC this week. Assassin's Creed 3 The Tyranny of King Washington. The Infamy is out this week for $10, I believe. And The Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim Hearthfire. Yeah, that finally came to the PS3. Moving over to the Vita this week, no new retail shelf releases, but we do have a few PSN games for download. You've got Generation of Chaos 3.
You're slipping!
Pandora's Reflection. It sounded like a gag, if you ask me. We also have Hakuryo, Warriors of Shinsei Gumi. Good God, don't make me say that again. And also, Urban Trial Freestyle. I don't want to know, Rich. I don't want to know. Demos also available on the Vita, Urban Trial Freestyle. Moving over to the Xbox 360 this week, Crysis 3, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, both on the retail shelves, and Xbox Live Arcade this week sees Capcom Arcade Cabinet and Serious Sam Double DXXL. You've got DLC in the form of Assassin's Creed 3, The Tyranny of King Washington, The Infamy, and games on demand this week, Family Guy, Back to the Multiverse, Jane's Advance Strike Fighters, Just Dance Kids 2, and Rise of the Guardians, the video game. PC and Mac this week, you've got, again, all PC stuff, but it's there. Assassin's Creed 3, The Tyranny of King Washington, The Infamy, The Bridge, Crysis 3, March of the Eagles, Omuerta, City of Gangsters, The Bulgarian Colossus, no clue, Super House of Dead Ninjas, and A Valley Without Wind 2. It's a sequel, apparently.
Is this what we've come to, Greg?
I can remember, it is what we've come
to. I can remember when I used to listen
to
this podcast, and you used to say, we don't care about PC games, and now we're reading them out?
What's that? I know. Well, it's all because of Mr. Matthew. The PC.
It is all my fault. It is. I'm okay with that, though.
Yeah, I'm okay with that being the new releases.
Yay.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Alright, we are transitioning right on into it. It's news quiz time, guys.
News quiz. Sorry.
And this week... That's okay. That's all right. It's we should be excited because this week's news quiz.
It is. It's exciting.
We're changing things up once again. Scary. Just a little bit.
Scary.
But some new twists. So yeah, last week, Chris, you mentioned, you know what? Maybe we should like play for the listeners or something.
Yeah.
And I thought that's a great idea. So a quick and easy fix to it was we're going and utilizing active
listeners. Play with the listeners. Play for the listeners.
We're using active G4TE.com community members, those people in the threads, actively posting, and we're going to represent three of them.
Nice.
So this week, Mr. Jay Schumacher, you are playing for Cardinal Jimenez.
I'm sure he'll be pleased with that. Fantastic.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Mr. Matthew, you this week are playing for Rogue Spear 69.
Rogue Spear. I got your back, bro.
Yes. And Rich.
No, oh, which
you,
four sods got me?
Greggy. Greggy from the boards. He is your person to play for.
Wait a minute.
Don't expect any Rainbow Six DLC anytime soon, Greggy, because I'm crap at this.
So the gist of it, we're going to go just like we did last week. We've got basically 12 total questions between news questions and achievement and or Steam achievement questions. I've gone back a little further into some of the game catalogs for you guys.
Ooh.
But I have pulled achievements out of games you all have played, including you, Jay.
Okay.
And yeah, so
you like that? You're going to go through? Spying on you without your consent. You feel as though your Fourth Amendment rights have been violated?
I do. It's a little shady, honestly.
It is. But you know what? Deal with it.
That's
the good
California
news.
Talking. Don't worry about your rights. Just keep going.
And we are all about rights over here, my friend. We're the ones fighting for your rights. It's those conservative New York types that are like, sorry. All right, wait, you're from Carolina now.
No.
You're from Carolina now.
I'm just saying conservative New York types. I don't think there's a single Republican in New York.
You were in New York.
I am
so
in New
you
York.
Were that single. Well, then you're the single Republican, if I'm not mistaken.
I'd be the only one. Actually, okay. I'm not even the only one because I'm not
pulling it away. Pulling it away from politics. I've just took my watch off and my arm stinks.
And there's that. Okay.
What else?
Yes.
I just flew in from London, and boy, are my arms tired. What? This has nothing to do with anything.
More importantly, gentlemen.
Hold on. I got to say this first.
Okay.
I'm not the only Republican in New York. There are no Republicans in New York because I am not a Republican.
And oh, well, there we go.
I've heard there's Englishmen in New York, isn't there?
There might be one or two.
A wise man called Sting once said that.
I have no idea.
All right.
Let's get this goddamn quiz on the road, man.
I know. Here we go. So here's the deal. So the winner of the news quiz is going to have to answer one bonus question. Okay? Bonus question. If they get that bonus question right, then the person you're playing for will not only win 100 Microsoft points for winning the news quiz, but they'll get an additional 100 Microsoft points for the bonus question. Now, granted, it's not a lot of money, 100 Microsoft space bucks, but hey, it's free Microsoft points. Stop your bitching. And if you want to be represented, post in the boards. You could even say, hey, send us an email saying, hey, I want to be represented on the news quiz. We might even consider something like that. Write in ballots. I like that idea too.
Tweet it.
More importantly,
tweet it. Tweet hashtag play for me. Play Misty for me. Yeah, we'll do that. No, is that not good? Hashtag
probably not.
Hashtag OC podcast. Play Misty for me. If you tweet that, we'll put you in the lottery to be one of our lucky contestants. Write that
OC
down.
OC podcast. Yeah, I'm writing this down. Play Misty for me.
Yeah, it's a movie reference. I had to come up with one.
I know exactly what you're going with there, and that's all one word. OC podcast. Play Misty for me. We'll put it in the show notes.
And if you're lucky, you've got enough characters to write something else down as well.
Something.
If you're lucky, yes. All right. More importantly, Rich, you are up first again, playing for Greggy. Are you ready?
Come on, Greg. Let's do this.
Let's do this, Rich. Top 10 UK software came out last week. What game came in at number one? Was it A, Aliens Colonial Marine, B, Dead Space 3, or C, FIFA 13?
There's been a lot of anticipation, and there's a lot of people on the Twitters that went out and got it and then started bitching about it. So I'm going to say Aliens Colonial Marines.
Okay, well, let's just roll through the top 10,
shall we? Oh, God, he's doing it to me again. Prolonging the agony.
At number 10, Halo 4. At number 9, Sonic and All-Star Racing Transformed. At number 8, Just Dance 4. Number 7, Need for Speed Most Wanted. Number 6, Assassin's Creed 3. At number 5, Far Cry 3. At number 4, Call of Duty Black Ops 2. At number 3, FIFA 13. At number 2, Dead Space 3. So yes, Rich, you are correct. Aliens Colonial Marines came in at number 1. Despite all the horrific reviews.
For the record, Greg, I fucking hate dramatic pauses.
I just want to say for the record, because I waited and didn't buy this one.
I wish I could say the same. All right, let's move on, Rich.
Mm.
You got control.
Yes.
So next up is Shinyverse. So does he get an achievement question? Or a news question?
I'm going to be a sporting type. Shiny, would I be right in thinking that both you and your wife play on separate gamer tags?
That is correct.
Right, okay. Therefore, I will say an achievement question.
An achievement question for Shiny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well. Sorry, Cardinal.
Good luck to you, Shiny. Good luck
Thank
to
you.
Shiny, your question, or I should say your achievement, is Game Changer. Create and save a custom game type in War Games.
Oh.
Come on, dude. Come on.
Okay, I'm just making sure it's not multiple choice or anything. Yeah, Halo 4?
That would be correct.
Oh, you're Halo kind. 4. Thank you.
You know what? Some of them are easy. Some of them are difficult. Just saying. So now, Shiny, you have control. What kind of question does Chris get? Does he get an achievement question? or does he get a news question?
I'm gonna go with the achievements because I think that's the only thing he might have gotten wrong last week. Maybe.
Okay. All right. So, Chris.
Yes.
You are getting an achievement question. Your achievement question this week, or I should say this go round. What goes up? Shoot down the cargo plane.
Oh, that's Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
It is indeed. Good job.
Because you know why? That part pissed me off because I had to do it like seven times.
All right. Well, Mr. Matthew, you have control. What is Mr. Primrose going to get? News or achievement?
Let's put Ricky P back to the news.
All right. Mr. Primrose, you are going back on the news. I hope you are ready.
Ready as ever.
Ready as ever. All right. What is the name given to the alien that came to Earth's defense in the orb-like ship as shown off this past Sunday by Bungie new game Destiny?
Is it multiple? Yeah.
It is multiple choice. Is it A, the Defender?
It's the Didact, right?
B, the Traveler. I should have put Didact.
The Librarian?
Or C, the Adventurer.
Master Chief.
It was the Traveler.
It is indeed the Traveler.
Should have been the Sleeper.
Which, by the way, I would like to point out, I am super excited for that game. That looks phenomenal.
The Sleeper has awoken. That would have been good.
And you put it up on the front of our website if anybody hasn't seen it, too. So check it out.
Also true. All right, Rich, control back to you.
He's good at this, isn't he, OJ? Getting the plug in there for the site. Nice.
Rich, what does Jay get? News or achievement?
Let's give him some news.
Mr. Shinyverse, your news question. January NPDs came out last week.
Great.
How much did Wii U sell in the five-week period for January? Was it A, 51,000, B, 57,000, or C, 63,000?
Well, that's awesome because I thought it was 55. So I don't know. I'm going to guess 57 then.
That's a good guess. You are correct. No, it first came out rumored at 55,000, but it was corrected and it actually was 57,000.
Awesome. Jeez, if they're arguing over that many numbers, they really are in trouble.
Yeah, they're in trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, it did not fare terribly well. The big seller was the Xbox 360 last month at 280,000. PS3 is rumored to be somewhere in the 200,000. The Vita was actually the low man on the totem pole at 30,000. So it was not a spectacular month for the Wii U or the Vita. In terms of software sales last month, Call of Duty Black Ops 2 came in at number one again. Shocking, I know. There really wasn't a new entry, with the exception of Devil May Cry, that came in at number six. So everything else was pretty much older games that had been out for a little while. But that's how it goes. All right. Well, Jay, good job on you.
Thank you.
That means you have control.
Yes. Well done, mate. Well done.
And what are you going to choose here?
Well,
new or achievement?
To be kind, and I'm going to go with news.
Okay, so news, Mr. Matthew.
News for me. Okay.
Yes, Mr. Matthew. Gas Powered Games was recently bought by whom? A. Wargaming.net, B. Tencent, or C. Zynga.
Zynga's about done, aren't they? So let's go with Wargaming.net.
Good on you. Yes, struggling developer Gas Powered Games was purchased by Wargaming. Wargaming, of course, known as being the free-to-play publisher of World of Warplanes and World of Tanks.
Makes sense. So, Gas Powered Games. Although it should be Diesel Powered Games. Tanks were not diesel.
Yeah. Well, one of the big Fallout pieces from this was Gas Powered Games actually had a Kickstarter up for its game Wildman. They were trying to get that kickstarted, but now... given the purchase, they have pulled the Kickstarter down and are no longer offering that up.
You know, so. It was a big Fallout piece. Power armor. Huge.
Yes, power armor was huge, Mr. Matthew. All right, Chris, good job. This is tight, guys. This is tight. This is now going to Rich. You get to call it news or achievement.
I'm going to flip a coin here. I found a penny because we don't make pennies anymore. And the penny says achievements.
Achievements.
Yeah, he's going to sucker punch me right at the end with Skylander bloody achievement. Come on, then.
Something from Wipeout 2 or something.
Rich, your achievement, Swagtacular. Just how big is Sensei's swag anyway? What game is that from?
Oh, no.
Swagtacular.
I'm not playing any games with ninjas in.
Again, I cannot be held accountable for any games that your kids might be playing on your account. I think it's high time you realize you need to get your kids a new account.
God's sake. I'm going to... Anything I know they've been playing, because my mum was moaning about the fact that they were jumping up and down and making a racket, was Dance Central. But why would that have Sensei? Oh, hold on. I've got one.
5 seconds, Rich.
Fruit Ninja.
Fruit Ninja. That would be correct.
Well done, Richard. Well done.
Yes, your Googling of your account served you well.
I didn't do that. I didn't Google it. No way.
When has he ever gotten three right?
This is a first. This is an incredibly tight race, and if we wind up in a tie three ways, I don't know what we're going to do. We might explode. All right, that means, Rich, you have control.
Yep.
What does Shinyverse get?
Well, let's
achievement.
Low blow. Low blow. Achievement.
Cheap. Cheap.
All right, achievement
Don't
question.
Don't give him no Halo 4, Greg. Don't give him no Halo 4.
I would never dream of doing such a thing. All right, Mr. Shinyverse, your question, or your achievement, I should say, swings and roundabouts. Complete three games of each of Infected, King, and Cat and Mouse. What game is that from?
That's Forza Horizon.
It is Forza Horizon. Yes, good job.
You mentioned fucking game modes.
You guys. Don't bring that shit up in here.
Oh, we're going to go with an achievement for Chris as well, then.
Okay.
And don't bring that weak-ass shit in here either.
All right, moving back down to Mr. Matthew, your achievement.
Thanks, cool.
Harder, better, faster, stronger. Upgrade a unit.
Oh, you, did you dig in it? You dug into Steam, didn't you? You crafty devil. Civ 5.
It is Civ 5. Yes, indeed. Holy smokes.
Well done.
It is getting crazy. Yes. So, Mr. Matthew.
We going tiebreaker?
We have three questions left. There's two news questions left and one achievement question left. So you do have a choice with Rich.
Let's go back to achievements for Rich.
All right, Rich, final achievement question for the round. And your final question, this is for basically just the ability for you to tie. Pale Horse, kill 500 aliens. I don't want to hear any typing on your end, Rich.
XCOM.
It is XCOM. Good job, Rich. Good job.
That was easy.
Boys got four right.
That means, Shiny, you get a news question.
Right on. Bring it.
What systems has Bungie's game Destiny been announced for officially? A, the PS3 and 360. B, the PS3, 360, and PC. Or C, the 360 and the next Xbox?
It's PS3 and Xbox.
That is correct. That is correct. Good job on you. That means, Mr. Matthew, you have the last news question.
The pressure is on.
Yes. This has been an amazing round of news quiz. All right. Chris, the day before Sony's big announcement, which of the following domains was uncovered? A, PlayStation-Cloud.com, B, PlayStation-Future.com, or C, PlayStation-Next.com?
PlayStation-Future.com, PlayStation-Next.com, and PlayStation-Cloud.com? Those are the choices?
Typing quickly.
So your choices,
let's go with
yes.
Cloud. What the heck? Final Fantasy VII for the win.
Wow. Look at the, I don't think we've ever had everybody answer the questions correctly.
The stakes are raised. We pull it out of the bag.
The stakes indeed are raised. So here's what we're going to do.
You got to give it to Rich. He got stuff right. He never gets stuff right.
Well, wow. Given we have three winning, I think the right thing to do is give away 3-point codes. For 100 points.
Ooh.
That means each of you will get a bonus question. If you get it right, then your person will get an extra 100 points to go along with that.
Oh, wow.
And yes, Mr. Matthew, I've got point codes to contribute here as well.
That's good.
So,
I'm running out.
Rich.
Yeah.
You are up first. All right.
If this is going to cost you money, Greg, I'm happy to oblige.
I'm here for you.
It doesn't actually cost money. It just costs searches.
Yeah. Searching time, yes. All right. So, Rich, here is your ESRB summary of the game with key pieces taken out.
And this is not a game I've got. It's one that's recently been released.
It is a game that has been released. You may or may not have it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right. This is an blank game based on blank franchise. Players assume the role of blank as he leads a group of survivors through blank during a blank. As players progress through the story, they are presented with dialogue and action choices. These selections can sometimes lead to the death of characters and sequences that depict intense violence. A woman shooting herself in the head, a man's leg getting amputated with an axe, a man cutting off his own arm. Blank attacking, disemboweling victims.
Dude, this is supposed to be hard?
In some sequences, players use realistic firearms and other objects, e.g. hammer and pitchfork, to kill blank and other human survivors. What game is that, Rich?
It would be the boxed version of The Walking Dead.
You would be correct. Good job, Rich. See how
that's
that
unbelievable.
Worked? Bonus, yeah, bonus. I like that. I can't say this is going to be easy for the rest of you guys. That was probably the easiest one out of the three.
That was terrible. That was terrible.
But that means Shiny, you get the next one. Are you ready?
Terrible.
Yeah, I'm ready.
TRBL. All right. Terrible.
This is a third-person shooter in which players assume the role of blank, and blank battling a mysterious alien threat. Players use futuristic weapons, i.e. guns that fire explosives, spikes, incendiary shots to kill various alien creatures and human enemies. The frenetic combat is accomplished by realistic gunfire and screams of pain. Players can also employ melee kills at close range, hand-to-hand combat, stomping down on enemies, using the butt of a weapon to eliminate adversaries.
Melee, Greg.
Yeah.
Melee.
What game is this?
And this has to be a recent game or no? Not necessarily.
Yes.
Not necessarily. Fairly recent.
Is it Gears 3?
I'm sorry. It is not.
Cardinal.
It's Hansen. Dead Space 3.
I was going to go for the steal, but you didn't offer it to me.
I will not offer the steal because I'm going to offer you a different game, Mr. Matthew.
Damn it.
Yeah. Sorry, Shiny. You did not get it, but that's okay. You know, your person still went in a little something.
No, whatever. I'm leaving this podcast early then.
This podcast, I hate you all. Mr. Matthew, here is your game.
Okay.
In this blank game, players control small blank characters from the blank As players progress chronologically through the storyline, they use assorted weapons, e.g. swords, staffs, axes, bows, to defeat goblins, trolls, and other fantasy creatures. Combat is accomplished by realistic battle cries and slashing sounds. Slow motion effects may occur as defeated enemies burst into blank. Players can occasionally ride atop horses through battlefields and engage in one-on-one magic duels. Cutscenes reenact the dramatic events from blank. Warriors getting struck down by orcs, a wizard falling into a crevice, armies fighting each other on the battlefield. What game is this?
I've narrowed it down to two. I'm going to go with Lego Lord of the Rings.
You would be correct. Lego Lord of the Rings.
Well done, that man.
Very well done.
Well, I wasn't sure until he said a wizard falling down a crevice. I was like, there's only one wizard who ever fell down a crevice. Anyway.
All right, well done. Clearly, we're going to have to make the news quiz harder next week. But in the meantime, congratulations to everybody. Cardinal Jimenez, Rogue Spear 69, Greggy, you guys are all going to be getting some points from us. We'll hook you up. And, yeah, next week's news quiz, we'll have to make it much tougher.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
What you been playing? What you been playing? What you been playing? What have you been playing?
All right, so we're talking games, and I should make a quick correction for those actually paying attention. Shinyverse, thank you for catching. It is actually Rogue Spear 69 that is getting the bonus question, not Cardinal Jimenez, because Shinyverse, you blew it.
Yeah, I did.
Shiny was inadequate.
I'm just filling, though. You wouldn't expect much from me anyway.
You did far better than Mike would have done. I'm just saying.
Mike would win.
All right. Let's talk games. Shiny, I know you are on a short timeline, so let's get you up and going. And then we'll let you jump off the show so you can actually go eat dinner with your wife and not feel the wrath of the scorned woman.
Okay. Thank you. That sounds great. I appreciate it.
I'm here for you. So what have you been playing this week?
Yeah, well, I played just a few games. That indie game that Skull was talking about, I guess a couple weeks ago, Arcade Craft, where you you get your own arcade. I was playing that. That was quite good. It's just 240 points. Really good for, I guess, what is that, like $3. Definitely worth it. Kind of just a fun little strategy game that you can pass the time with.
It doesn't have any kind of multiplayer, correct?
No, that's correct.
Are there leaderboards, maybe?
There might be, but I only play it in like 10-minute and, 15-minute increments, just like in our, just like an arcade game, like I would. It's good like that. It's not some sort of, time consuming thing. So I haven't really checked that stuff.
All right. Fair enough. What else?
Yeah, I've been playing Halo 4 on for Monday Night Halo and Friday Night Halo. That's going great. We're just doing pretty much custom games every time. So if anybody's new and wants to get in, feel free to stop on by. I've been playing XCOM Enemy Unknown. I love this game, but I'm just dreck at it. I'm just really, really bad. I've been playing on easy and getting my
patience.
Yeah. But I'm usually pretty good in strategy games, turn-based strategy games. But I guess what I've been doing is kind of pushing the game along too quickly by doing priority research, and then going into battles that I just have no business being in with weapons that don't work. So. This last time I started up the game, I decided not to do any priority research. I think I'm like 4 months in now. I've got lasers, I got laser shivs, all kinds of crazy weapons rolling, and I haven't even researched the arc thrower and haven't really met any enemies that were too tough. So I'm just desperately trying to get through that game. And then I've been playing a lot of Dust 514.
You're the guy. You're the guy that's playing.
Well, there's about 1,500,000, yeah, 1.5 million people playing it now.
It's beta. It's pretty popular.
It is. It's still in beta. If you have the opportunity to play it, you should. It's a pretty decent build right now. We are due for another build. They release them something like every 6 to 8 weeks, and we're right in that window now.
Can I ask a quick question for you? Do you know by chance? Do you know by chance when this game is coming out of beta?
Yes. Officially, well, it's rumored, and not really, well, not very secretive rumor, that it's going to come out in April, at the end of April, when they okay. when they do EVE Fan Fest. I don't know if you heard of that, but the EVE Online community gets together at CCP Studios in Iceland, and they have this big whole right. fan fest and everything. So it's rumored that it's going to come out then. So I think we're due for a build now, and if we are, that kind of fits the mold of being coming out every 2 months. So, yeah, it should be coming out in April.
Is it actually affecting the main game yet?
It is now, still... yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah, they actually have it on the main server now.
Yeah, I should say I saw a sweet video of they did like a side-by-side kind of screen and shot of an EVE Online player doing a orbital bombardment, and then they had a shot of Dust514 of the person standing in the area of where the orbital bombardment was coming through, and it was impressive to see it happening in the one game and then coming through and hitting into Dust514.
So how does that feel whilst you're playing it then? Come on, talk us through a few bits.
Okay, well, you'll just hear a warning sound, just this eerie kind of droning sound, and then all of a sudden, you know, they unleash hell upon you. And it comes.
Sky is falling.
Yeah, exactly. And
my signal, unleash hell.
Those orbital bombardments are really, really powerful. So that's kind of like the nuke on the field. Really, I mean, if they unleash it on you, you're dead and have to respawn. So, it's pretty awesome to see it. I'm not good enough to the point where my squad has ever gotten enough points in the game to be able to unleash it. The squad leader will get to unleash it if your squad racks up enough war points during the game. So I haven't been able to do it myself, but I have been victim of it many times.
Do you get any opportunity to have interaction with the guys that are playing EVE Online?
Yes, you do. It's bare bones right now. So you can text chat with them in public channels if you want to. So that's in real time. There's also a universal transmitter and you can voice transmitter and you can get these so you can talk in those public chats. That's something, an actual real money item that you could pay for. I don't know anybody that's done it, but you could voice chat with them if you wanted to. But so far, the game, you can play it free-to-play for sure because you never run out of starter fits. And I don't think anybody's all that there's a bunch of noobs in the game. So you're not usually overmatched too badly, even if you're going with a starter fit. So, right now it's a lot of fun. Even when the beta ends, it does not reset. So any stats that you gain now or in-game currency or anything, that goes with you. So it's worth... Even if you just log on the game now and rack up passive skill points, because even when you're not logged in, you get skill points. It's like timed. I think every 6 seconds you get another skill point. It's just worth logging in even, you know, once or twice a week just to get that, because you'll have a pile of skill points that people who aren't in the beta will have when it actually releases.
So basically just log on and just stay logged on all week?
No, you just log in and log out if you want to. They just keep track of whether you're logged in or not. Passive. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you could do that. You could go on for 2 seconds, just look at your skills, and hop right back off, and you'll rack up skill points towards a weekly cap, I think there is right now.
And the the rounds that you're playing then, have you got a choice of what you're playing? Is it objective-based stuff or...?
Yeah, they've only have two right now. It's essentially Conquest and Team Deathmatch, so... it's skirmish and ambush respectively.
Yeah.
And you know, you simply pick up, you pick up, you go to, capture points on skirmish, kind of like Battlefield, a lot like it in that respect.
Right.
And then
and what about
team deathmatch?
Sorry. What about, in terms of graphically speaking, I know when the beta first came out, it wasn't exactly looking great, and I know they had some frame rate issues. Has that really been smoothed out a lot, or is there still, kind of a prevailing issue?
It's smoothed out a lot. It's not the graphics are probably, well, let's see. It's definitely next gen. It probably looks at least as solid graphically as, let's say, Black Ops 2, maybe, that looked dated. However, like the train, the maps right now, they don't have a ton of features. So it's more like desert and mountains, so they haven't added much vegetation or anything like that. And that stuff's all going to be in their next, at least they said, in their next build. So there'll be a lot more graphical detail, but it's not bad right now. It's certainly playable. It's fun. You can have a lot of fun, squad up with people. I think like the UI is somewhat cumbersome at times, but other than that, it runs fairly smoothly. I haven't gotten dropped out of a game in several builds, so it runs a heck of a lot better. Every once in a while, you'll get a bit of lag, but other than that, I haven't had any problems.
And are you playing with people you know, or just dropping in on your own?
I actually went and joined a corp, Dust University. It's a spinoff of Eve University from Eve Online, and it's kind of a non-competitive corp that just teaches people how to play. So it's good for new people like myself. So yeah, I'll go into the chat rooms on the PS3 there on Dust and ask if anybody needs another squad mate and just keep squadding up with people. And it's a lot of fun, you know. It's only 4-person squads right now. The next build is going to go up to 6-person squads and from 32 players to 48 players.
Excellent.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, Shiny, I think we should let you go. Or I should say Jay. I keep flipping back and forth between Shinyverse, your gamer tag, and Jay. But, you know.
Either one's fine. No problem.
You got to earn your name on the OC show. You know, you missed the bonus question, forget it. You're back to a gamer tag.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. Sorry, my friend. Sorry. Well, thank you very much for joining us this week. Appreciate you taking the time to talk up the news quiz and, of course, talk up the site and the games you've been playing.
Excellent. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, cheers, Jake.
All right. See you later.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank God Jay's gone now because I just couldn't take any more of him.
I thought he was all right.
Yeah. I thought he was doing it all.
No, he answered all the questions right, except for the last one. Just saying.
Nobody's perfect.
Nah, we're just kidding around, Jay. But more importantly, Chris, what have you been playing this week?
What have I been playing? I don't know. Games. I believe I played a bit of the XCOM. I think I finally finished my first playthrough on the PC with XCOM, and I'm looking forward to starting another one. And Skyrim. I've been just hooked right back into Skyrim. As I was telling you, though, I had to reinstall it because I had too many mods going. So
was it just like one of the, like you had installed another mod and that mod had a conflict with maybe a different mod you had?
Something I tried to load up was making the game crash, and I was able to remove that one. But I had a whole bunch of them in there that I wanted to remove, and I can't seem to do so. So I just uninstalled and reinstalled it, and that doesn't seem to have done the trick. All those mods seem to still be there. So I might just be stuck with them.
Hey, Chris.
Okay.
Hey, Rich.
I'm sure I read ages ago, not too long after Skyrim came out, that somebody had done some sort of mod so that you could have Skyrim as like a multiplayer type game.
There is a Skyrim online mod. I haven't tried it yet. But it does exist, yes. I think it's pretty limited right now to just kind of like almost like the Fable thing where you just kind of interact by orbs and stuff.
Right. Okay.
But I don't know. I haven't tried it in a while. Let me go look. That's really all I've been playing. Pretty short list. I apologize. But hey, what are you going to do?
You know what? It's okay. It happens. Rich, what about you? I see some curious comments on your what you've been playing list.
My list is invisible. I've been doing other things this week, which we'll probably end up getting onto. I had a quick go on Wii Sports Boxing. I went back to the Wii. And got the shit kicked out of me by my 7-year-old son in my daughter's bedroom. There's just no space in that room to play Wii. But anyway, they've got that up there and they're bouncing around like crazy. So a little bit of that. I got sent a tweet by Brian Tomlinson basically encouraging me because I wasn't playing much. And he's right, I'm not playing much, as I'm telling you now. He encouraged me to go out and seek GTA San Andreas, because it's on XBLA. So
okay.
I went and had a look, and it's 1,200 points. Now, I'm not averse to laying out that sort of money, but it is an Xbox game, so there's no achievements for it. But I'm also on a promise from probably 2 years ago from Mr. Mike Chin. He was going to bring that game to Eurogamer 2 years ago, and it never turned up. So, Mike, if you do end up listening to this podcast, think of me.
You're holding out.
Yeah, I'm holding out for now, but if not, I might take Brian up on that little tip that he's given me. But anyway...
I mean, it's a principle thing, if you think about it, really. Yeah, you were promised, you know.
Promise?
Yeah.
I've sent him plenty of things in the post.
Well, right, naked pictures, probably not appropriate, but you did. Yep. That's okay.
Yep. Dried up feces, yep.
at least it was dried up. all right, what else, Rich? What else? What's the big game you've been playing this week?
I've been playing a newish game. I'm keeping my ear to the ground, as we was talking about last week, and any of these mobile games that come up, I try to jump on the bandwagon, as it were. So another one that's hitting everywhere at the minute, and there has been a little bit of a controversy in the news as well, because there's sort of trademark issues going off to do with games, because I don't know if you're aware of it, but what's happening is there's groups of developers in China that basically when a game goes to the top of the charts, they bring out a game that's exactly the same and then just give it a slightly different name. And then that one ends up going to the chart. So I don't know which one I got, whether I got the original one or not, but I'm playing the game that's four pictures, one word. Everybody heard of this?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the general idea is there's four pictures, you have to guess what the word is.
That's it. Exactly that. So, yes, it kept me entertained probably for about an hour. And now all my kids and my wife are absolutely mad on it. And I keep getting nudged going, what's this? What's this? What's it? I'm trying to watch telly. What's this? What's that? What's that? So there is a feature on it. I'm trying to get them to use it where you can post it on Facebook. And then all of their Facebook buddies that are all playing it as well can go, oh, don't you know that? It's whatever. But, it'll keep you entertained for an hour or so, but it's not the most entertaining game. And then I played a bit more of the Subway Surfers. That's a great game. I don't know how much Mike's carried on playing it, but the upgrading and stuff on that is excellent. And you've got like a skill tree as well, where you can invest points into your various perks that you've got. And that's keeping me interested in it. So, yeah. Subway Surf.
Okay.
John Mouse is playing it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I remember seeing a tweet from him saying he loves playing Subway Surfers.
Yeah,
so.
he's got a bitching score. Don't know how he's got that, but anyway, I'm chasing it.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, for me, it was an all Gearbox week. Started on a positive, Borderlands 2, playing through, trying to finish up the campaign as I realized I had yet to finish the campaign. And then, Aliens Colonial Marine happened.
Borderlands 2, Greg, can I just cut you back? What level?
Yes.
What level's your man?
Oh, God. I want to say he's 23?
Ooh.
Somewhere in the high 20s.
If you're still playing,
low
20s, I might jump
sorry.
On and play you, because we're around about the same level, and I want to finish
yeah.
the campaign. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, yeah, so Aliens Colonial Marines, it came out to a lot of controversy. I debated and went back and forth on whether I should get the game, whether I shouldn't. I literally on last Sunday night had canceled my pre-order, and then Monday morning woke up and decided, no, I'll keep my pre-order, and re-pre-ordered it. And then Tuesday realized I probably was going to regret having pre-ordered it, but it was coming anyway, so it was too late. And then I didn't get the game till Thursday, and of course now all the reviews had really hit the fan on the game. And at that point,
hit the fan.
Something, yeah, just something in my head said, you know what, just play it. see how bad it really is. So there's some positives and some negatives, and probably a lot more negatives to take away from this game than there are positives. From a single player standpoint, Aliens Colonial Marines fails badly. It absolutely looks and sounds like a game that was made over the course of 6 years by a bunch of different developers, much like the Duke Nukem game. You'll have levels that will feel like they're very different from other levels you just were playing. So it's kind of hard to explain, but in the game, you go from being on board a ship down to the planet side, and that transition from going from being on the ship down to the planet side, for whatever reason, at least my analysis of it, it felt very different, and not in a good way. It seems like the game, up until you got to that point, I was going through it kind of like, it's not great, but it's not bad. And I was enjoying what I was doing. It wasn't horrific, wasn't great. You know, again, graphics were certainly not up to snuff with some of the best shooters out there, but it didn't look all that horrible. It played, you know, relatively well. I wasn't finding my AI partners to be, overly burdensome. All in all, it was okay. And the aliens that I was encountering, there were a few, not a lot. Again, felt not bad. Felt okay. You had a question, Rich. I'm sorry.
It's not a question. I've got a feeling that in a couple of months, somebody's going to find an Easter egg where there's a little note on the floor in this ship port which says, gone to make Borderlands 2. See you later. And that's the developer's goodbye note before they passed it on to somebody else.
It could be. It very well could be. Because another one of the telling things is the game opens up, you get they do almost like a movie intro where you see like the presented by Gearbox and 20th in conjunction with 20th Century Fox, developed by, and then they list four different developers.
Right.
So, we'd always been under this assumption that Gearbox was the developer of this game. Well, clearly that's not the case. This has been farmed out to other developers for different parts of it. But anyway, needless to say, the game itself, I mean, there's an upgrade system to the weapons, which was a kind of a nice touch in that you're just not stuck with a plasma rifle. You can actually pulse rifle. But you can upgrade the undercarriage. You can give it a sight or a laser sight. Things like that, little small tweaks. They don't make a huge difference to the weapons and how they feel and act, but it's kind of that little nugget to keep you going, a little pebble to, throw out there, the little carrot, if you will. They introduced some human enemies that I actually didn't mind so much. I know a lot of people complained about the fact that suddenly there's this mercenary army, if you will, that you're fighting up against. They're from the Weyland Industries group, basically, and they're there trying to protect the aliens because they want to use them for research. This was an Aliens game, so I really was kind of expecting all of this. But once you get down to the planet side, the game really takes a turn for the worse. The dialogue gets even worse than it was up on the ship, up on the ship it was pretty poor writing to begin with. Once you get down to the planet side, it really gets bad. And just in like rudimentary ways, audio recordings that are, from a doctor, and then suddenly at the very end of it, it's like, and this is Dr. So-and-so, in case you were wondering. And it just felt so forced, so like overly expressed.
What about atmosphere? Because that's what the key thing for this sort of game is, isn't it, really?
So the atmosphere is there in the beginning of the game, like the first half of the game. Again, it really feels like there's two halves to this game, but the single player up on board the ship, you have that kind of tension in the atmosphere.
Because it's more claustrophobic? Is it because of you being in the confines of a ship, or...?
I think it's actually because a lot of that part of the game, you're playing either by yourself or with one other soldier,
mm-hmm.
With you. You don't feel like there's not really a lot of help. And then when you get down to planet side, you're almost always with two other people. And the two other people, one is the same guy that came from you with the ship. But there's this female character that, I mean, the voice acting couldn't be worse for her. The writing was just horrific. And, I mean, things like, you know, they just go out of their way to make it obvious about, like, a face hugger. You know, she says, I woke up and this spider thing was on my face and it's dead now. I'm going to be okay, I'm sure of it, but it's dead, and it was on my face, but it fell off. And then the guy says to her, yeah, I'm sure you're going to be okay, right? And it's like, oh, good God. So, anyway, you know, I don't want to labor on this game too much because it doesn't really deserve a lot of conversation when it comes to the single player. It's not great. If you're an Aliens fan, you'll find some entertainment from it. But I absolutely would say wait and buy this on discount. Don't pay $60 for this game. It really should have been a game that came out at $40, if that.
When we was at Eurogamer, Gearbox, the guys that were there, because obviously they were sharing the multiplayer, but I was trying to price some info out of them about the single player. And what he was saying was there was tons of like Easter eggs and little gems of information with existing characters from the Aliens films. Did you get
that? There are some Easter eggs like that. Like, one of the very early Easter eggs is you come across, gosh, now I can't think of the android's name, but,
Bishop.
Bishop, yeah. He gets ripped in half aboard, the Sulaco. And so you see his bottom half. And so, you know, they make a point. It's actually, you know, the game actually stops and points it out and they kind of make a little deal about it. Later on down below when I was, on the surface, inside the complex, I came across Newt's, little doll head that she had. And you get an achievement point for actually finding it. But, they're not nearly as, I don't know, often as you think they're going to be. They have a bunch of dog tags of different character soldiers from the movies that are laying around that you can find that are kind of collectibles. So maybe they're referring to those things too, but, you know, there's also collectible weapons. So like Hicks' shotgun, you find, I think it was Foster's, pistol or is Capone's pistol, one of the two. But you know, you'll find different like collectible weapons. But that's kind of the extent of it. And again, you know, I just can't say it enough. The single player, really, really not worth a full AAA game price. Now, I will say there is a positive element to this game, and that is the multiplayer. I actually found that the multiplayer was a lot of fun. And it's a shame that such a bad single player game shipped with the multiplayer, because the multiplayer, I think if they had just taken it separate and just created a downloadable multiplayer only Aliens game, it probably would have been bought by a ton of people and a lot of people would have fun playing it. It has different game modes. You play as either the Aliens or the Marines and you do kind of a round robin. You play one side or one game as the Aliens, then you switch sides and go play as the Marines. When you're playing as a Marine in multiplayer, it feels like how you think the single player game should have felt. You feel tense, you're on edge, you've got your motion tracker out, and human players, man, some of these guys controlling these aliens are crazy crafty. They come from all different directions, and you'll feel that, you know, the walls are closing in and you know the aliens are coming at you and you have to buddy up. If you do not buddy up, you are a dead man, especially if you go out on your own. No doubt about it, you will die.
Did you play as the alien? Because that was something that was a bit controversial. Everybody was speculating that was going to be a bit.
So playing as the alien, I think the biggest gripe about playing as the alien is the controls, in that when you want to crawl up on walls or ceilings, one, there are some hitches every once in a while to where you're trying to crawl up something and it just won't let you do it. And so you have to kind of move to the side to be able to get up, or crawl up a wall. But you use the left trigger. So when you want to crawl up something, you hold in the left trigger and then you'll be able to crawl up a wall and pretty much any surface, or go onto the ceiling. And once you get a little used to it, it actually becomes fairly easy to pull off, and you can start being really creative on how you're approaching the Marines. The other nice thing that the aliens get, since they don't have weapons, they get kind of like a shared sight. So once a Marine is in vision of some other alien or near another alien, basically their silhouette pops up in kind of like an X-ray vision, if you will, for you to see. So you'll know where the Marines are, and the aliens can just funnel to them. So the Marines are always going to be at a disadvantage in terms of knowing where the aliens are. You only have your motion tracker, but the aliens will always basically know where the Marines are. The other part that is kind of controversial, if you will, about the movement is like there's little air ducts and stuff that the aliens can crawl into and emerge from. And for whatever reason, they decided they had to press the X button to enter into these tunnels to maneuver through them, and then you have to hit the X button to basically kind of emerge from them on some of them, not all of them. And so again, it just makes it a little clunky, but I will be very honest and say I've had fun playing the multiplayer.
And what are the attacks like? Have you got like lunges or?
You've got lunges, you know, you do have the claw attack where they basically stand up and they're just swiping out with their claws, but you have tail whips, you can impale them, you can pick them up and use your jowls to basically, you know, puncture their face. There's a lot of different types of attacks based on the different classes. There's three different classes of aliens. There's a at least to start with, I should say. There's a soldier class alien. There's what they call a spitter, which is an alien that can actually spit its venom like blood, you know, distance wise. And then there's a lurker, which is just a little bit more speedy and kind of crafty, if you will, alien compared to the soldier. But a little more fragile. All the aliens, though, I will say are pretty fragile. You can upgrade those aliens, and I believe it's based on like kill streaks that you can actually get the kind of like tank berserker alien and more upgraded versions of the soldier, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because we didn't know if that the big thing that goes rolling. There was a big one that kept rolling through the level.
Right, right.
And we didn't know if that was like controlled by anybody or it was just something automatically that just was AI controlled, and because it just used to tank in like
right.
periodically. So that's something you earn, is it, with a kill streak?
As far as I understand it,
yeah.
And I'm still getting my grips around the alien side of it. For the Marine side of it, any weapon upgrades you get in single player, you can carry over into the multiplayer. And then there are also some like super weapon drops. So like you'll come across a flamethrower or a smart gun, that kind of thing that might be out on the battlefield that you can pick up. I will say that, you know, in terms of longevity, you know, I know they have a horde mode that they're saying they're going to launch as paid DLC. At this point, I think Gearbox is far better off just to release that as a free download to people. Bite the bullet. It would be a huge token of goodwill on their part because nobody is going to buy the horde mode. If they put that out there with this game being as janky as it is, overall, yeah.
And give away the multiplayer for free for anybody that does a pre-order for Borderlands 3.
There you go. but I guess probably the closest thing I could equate the multiplayer out to is Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
A lot of people have said it feels very Left 4 Dead and it, yeah. It seems that way. So, anyway, but that's it for me. We're going to take our show break, and when we come back out of the break, we're going to talk Question of the Week.
An eagle soars as a people fall, however he ignores all your paper walls. He will steal a horse, feed the steed across, clean between your forces and beat them all. In a free-for-all, they seem to go, and nothing but another with a heathen law. From Florentine streets to Venetian waters, the whispers persist of a secret order. And whether or not you believe it's all good, either way I'll proceed, keep weak and trauma. You never make it kind of fall, I'll never run a laws. When I'm on a warpath, my tomahawk's always a thought to fall for an onslaught. A monstrous proportion, you're gonna fall done for. Human to hunt for, dropping to the roof, never knocking on the front door. What, you want more? Or do you want war? I've been around for longer, the wrong fall, Connor. And now I'm gonna
When I point up for the monkey, no, I'm gonna pull a stone cold stunner. When I done, I run it quicker than a bullet from a gunner. Once again, I'm undercover. Ripping for the brotherhood, stepping out there with a cord. Never gotten any fruits, I never take another look. I'm an assassin, one with a passion. But with everything rapping, dropping the bastion. Probably having a problem, the problem the caption. Said I'm an assassin, one with a passion. But with everything rapping, dropping the bastion. Probably having a problem, the problem the caption. I call back colonialism, we're owning the rhythm. I know the world doesn't owe me a living. So throw me a bone and I'll cause pandemonium with it. Ignoring Newtonian physics. Forget opprobrium critics who go with baloney below to the same place. I take fakes, phonies and mimics, lonely for gimmicks. Cynic to me need a mo with my lyrics. Do you need me to explain that I'm lyrically spraying it? Sharper than the tip of any bayonet. I pack a hidden blade and I make you lay on it. With a minute men and red coats. It'll only take a minute at the very most till they're both dead ghosts. I'm dead broke but head foes. Still stocks and shares in lead rows. From Boston to New York. Soul of an eagle aloft and a true hawk. And as I move through the frontier, the truth becomes clear. The future calls, I'm done here almost. I've just got another little task and I won't tell if you don't ask. Because I'm an assassin, one with a passion. With the grappin', dropping the bastion. Probably having a problem to follow the caption. Said I'm an assassin, one with a passion. But with all the grappin', dropping the bastion. Probably having a problem to follow the captions.
All right, we are back from the break, and we're talking community mailbag. So this week's question, I believe it was Rich. You came up with this one. What real-life person would you put in a video game, and what would they be in the game?
Yeah.
So I think appropriately we should ask you, what real-life person would you put in a game, and who or what would they be?
I would put Mr. Eric Piotrowski into Dead Space 3. And that character would constantly moan about not having enough ammunition. He would also be absolutely crap in his pants. Because when he was back on Earth and he was playing video games, he didn't like playing this kind of video game.
Right.
And he would have a special sprint function for running away a lot. But yes, I think Eric would be a very humorous and entertaining character within the game. He might actually have to play a sidekick. Yeah, because I don't think you get much enjoyment out of controlling him. But having him as a sidekick, you know how you had the guy in Alan Wake, the one that was his mate.
Right, right.
He would like feed it in as like a entertainment aspect there.
So Mr. Duke Scath, Eric Piotrowski from the Veteran Gamers.
Yes.
He would be the sidekick in a Dead Space game. And basically, every time you ran out of ammo, you would hear, God, I hate when you run out of ammo. It always happens at the wrong time. Why do they always make you run out of ammo right when you need it the most?
Yeah. And he goes, What's with this reticle? Why am I getting no X's when I shoot something? Yeah, that like that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mr. Matthew, what about you? Who would you put in a video game, and what would they be in the game?
I'm gonna stick with my original answer. That is, I would take all 535 members of the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives, and I would place them as bowling pins in any number of bowling games.
Okay. Let's see. I guess you could call this one a cheapo answer. I'll give two different ones. So, but, you know, I figured we might as well put The Rock in a Doom game since he played in the Doom movie.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah, I don't know. I think The Rock in a Doom game would be a potential nice touch. I also think, Mr. Matthew, you could easily be put into the role of Master Chief.
I like it.
Especially if you had your good headset on.
I like it.
Yeah. So, yeah, Cortana, that's me.
We'll get you back to Halsey. Let's go.
It's like I'm in the game. It's like I'm in the game. It's insane.
Greg. Greg, the Forerunners. Right. The Forerunners have returned, Greg.
Now you're starting to sound like Darth Vader.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
No, not at all like Darth Vader. Darth Vader is much deeper. You're like, Rude, I am your father.
All right, Chris. Well, while you are talking, why don't we have you talk about the gate responses? I believe we had a few.
We did. The gaming for the elderly people. We start off with Manatrucka, who says, I would love to have an action shooter thriller where I get to play as a female and have David Boreanaz play my partner. I don't know who that is. Where we get to wear camo and save the world while throwing out sexy one-liners, complete with a cheat code similar to the old Lara Croft one, only it will work on David's character, smiley face. I digress. And now I will go get some ice. I feel dirty. See, Parson Nose says, I'd do the same as CP, but my game would be Deliverance. Squeal, piggies, squeal. So he would like to bum rush, if it were, every member of the House of Representatives of the Senate. Anyway, then he says, I'd parse those again. I'd get the Dalai Lama, the Pope, Ray Charles, and Stevie Wonder and put them in every game I ever play. Then I might stand a chance of beating someone. I just had a bizarre mental image of the Dalai Lama driving a tricked out Challenger in Forza and me shouting, you've caught your robe in the door. Okay. I want to spend a day in Parson Noe's mind.
I don't think you do.
I just want to see what's going on there.
You might not make it back.
Yeah, fair enough.
It should be a film. Being
happy, Mr.
McChicken.
Happy Mr. McChicken says, I would have the voices of the next Red Dead Redemption be Clint, meaning Eastwood, the hero, Rickman, meaning Alan, the villain, and Fenella Fielding, who is the shameless hussy, apparently.
Okay.
Nice. Scott Spence says, interesting question. Many games use historical characters. For example, Assassin's Creed 3 did a great job with Ben Franklin. I think I would like to have a game with John Woo in it where you get to hit him a lot as punishment for him putting his name on Stranglehold. Maybe we can get Obama. Oh, dear. Here we go. Maybe we can get Obama into a game where you have to kill American citizens, vile terrorists with a Predator missile, and he gives you the legal justification before you fire each one, ? Or a shooter with Mayor Bloomberg where he gets bodyguards, but only you get to fight with righteous indignation. Seriously, though, I would love any game with a bikini-clad Dakota Fanning as your partner. Or maybe the next iteration of Dead Space will have Denzel Washington as the main character instead of some joker named Isaac Clarke. There you go. Denzel Washington. So let's see.
Does everything.
Spock has a very lengthy one. All the characters played by Johnny Depp. NBA 2K. Edward Scissorhands hands the ball off to Captain Jack Spare. Oh, no. He punctured the ball and it's gone flat. Luckily, the captain uses his sword to take it, thus sparing his digits. Kinect Sports. Here comes Tonto. Wide into the last turn to pass the baton to Barnabas Collins. No, wait, it's not a baton. He's throwing a tomahawk. Mass Effect. Rango reaches for his Omni-tool, gets set to crack open the door, but wait. The Mad Hatter suddenly appears around the corner and lets loose a herd of stampeding Elcor. Halo ODST, prepare for drop, Corporal John Dillinger. Your mission is to rescue Commander Willy Wonka. The Covenant are trying to steal his newest secret gobstopper weapons plans. Forza, second lap around Laguna Seca, and Ichabod Crane is hot on the tail of Donnie Brasco. Gears of War, Don Juan is holding back the grubs from New Jacinto while Ed Wood finds a lambent eating Gilbert Grape. Oh, there's a good one. What ate Gilbert Grape? A lambent. And lastly, WrestleMania, Hulk Hogan attempts to pin 21 Jump Street officer Tom Hansen, but slips on a patch of puke laid down by Raul Duke. Parsnip Nose says that Spock gets more bizarre by the day, but then, you know, pot, kettle, black. Yes, agreed. And Teflon 12 rounds out with, I want a new mid-plot an ending twist of Mass Effect 3 involving the Doctor from Doctor Who. I don't care which Doctor between the last three versions. That would be good. Just the Doctor. So, but who are you? I'm the Doctor. Okay. I've just recently gotten into Doctor Who. Here's a question randomly for the UK listeners out there.
Doctor Who fights?
What?
The Doctor Who fights?
Yes. Well, just no, this is actually a kind of a cultural question for the UK listeners. So in the Doctor Who, I've noticed a few times where they speak about the United Nations as if it's this great entity that wields great influence. And I don't think we see the United Nations in that way here in America.
It's because it's not.
Well, easy. Easy. So that's my question. I'm just curious, you know. So write in if you're from the UK or anywhere other than America, and let us know your thoughts on the United Nations.
It's because we've got the Commonwealth, Chris.
What?
It's because we've got the Commonwealth.
We have a Commonwealth. It's called Virginia. They make ham. It's delicious.
No, I'm just answering your question. Because we've got a Commonwealth, which is like the leftovers of our empire. We have like this group that the Queen always goes round and visits, so we place a bit of value on that. So there's always a big thing made of United Nations, you know, summits and stuff.
I see. Well, you know, like there was the one episode where they were trying to get permission to use nuclear weapons, and they were trying to ask the UN. And I was like, we wouldn't ask the UN for permission to use our nuclear weapons. But maybe that's just the work.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're we don't care.
We have seen that, and I think we've gone down the same road as you eventually, you know, basically just ignoring it and getting on with it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's right. So thank you.
Well, yeah.
Basically, what you're telling me, Rich, is the UK have used the UN very similar to the way the US views the UN.
Nowadays, yeah. But I think they use television because of, you know, what we've seen in the past with the Commonwealth and that, and we can all relate to that.
I feel like we have an education hour now.
Listen,
the educational
Greg,
podcast.
Listen, Greg. Just because you quit learning doesn't mean the rest of us have to.
This is true. This is true. Maybe I'm just still numb for playing Alien Colonial Marines.
You know what your penance is? Your penance is you have to read the lousy gaming responses.
I am ready to serve my sentence. The lag, we had a few responses. Just Pisa said, Morgan Freeman, any game, any role. Morgan Freeman can do anything. The Real Defoe chimed in with, I would love to see Eduardo de Mieria, a.k.a. Ensign Deadmeat, in every video game. Now I know he's on the lower tier of being a celebrity, but he is the co-host of the lousiest podcast on earth and the king of the lagtards. Being one of the worst gamers alive, he should be in any multiplayer match you play. And to make you feel better, no matter how bad you perform, his score is worse than yours. Okay. Let's see. We got Freck C says, I think it would be cool if Borderlands had a mission where you take the masks off two psychos and reveal their faces of Edward Norton and Brad Pitt. And Ensign Deadmeat chimed in. He said, how about he, Alf? Can he be in either COD 5 or Mass Effect 4? So Alf making an appearance.
Is that that alien thing that was like a puppet?
Yeah,
yes.
The little fuzzy one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The funny
and
the like
we had a little cross
and cats.
He did like cats. But I think he wanted to eat the cats.
He did want to eat the cats.
Yes. So I'm not sure he really liked the cats as far as...
Which made it very bizarre for the Saturday morning cartoon, because remember the Saturday morning cartoon, they were actually on Alf's like planet, you know, Alpha Stan or whatever, and they actually ate the cats.
So you had a children's TV character that liked eating pussy.
Easy, Turbo.
There you go. There you go.
That was probably the joke. They always put those jokes in the shows, you know, the kids don't get it. And then you're 30 and you're like, holy shit. Yeah.
Spock also jumped on the lag boards, but it basically is a cut and paste version of what he had. So I won't go in and
oh no, Greg, you got to read it. You got to.
No, no, I'm going to spare the listeners. Mr. Primrose is going to read the tweets that we had.
Yes, a full list of tweets this week. We had one from Jonathan Wilson, which is John Mouse. He wanted Chris in Halo. Another one for Chris. He wanted Greg as the next Batman in Arkham 3. Rich as the lead character in GTA 5. Don't know where that came from. Don't have a common mucker like me in Los Angeles. And then Chinny in My Horse and Me 3. Yeah. So that was John Mouse's. We also had one from Mark Davis, and that was that he would like to see Dora the Explorer in Mortal Kombat. Dave Dogg, he went political. He said he would like David Cameron to be in Metro 2033. Reason being that then he would be in the thick of it with us, because he famously said when we had all the recession that he was right in the thick of it with us. So he really would be then. We had Pete Red Dog. He put in Skulldugger Goes Skiing. That's an old ZX Spectrum game. Horace Goes Skiing, which was a big fat blobby thing, basically, made out of sprites that did various things. There was Horace Meets the Spiders and Horace Goes Skiing. So I'm a fat blobby sprite, apparently. Just Bousy, he put the Dalai Lama, his second appearance for the Dalai, in Mortal Kombat. So that was good. And we had Bongo the Sane. He wanted Stu from the Veteran Gamers to be Wheatley from Portal 2. And then we had Chris MJW, who started the podcast, which I'll talk about later. TV chef Nigel Smuggit Slater as a Mark in the new Hitman. I'd pre-order that shit. And he is quite annoying, actually. Yeah. Talk shit on the Saturday morning. Justin Bieber came up for Nick Nitrous. He'd like him in Gears of War just so he could chainsaw that prick in half. And that rounds it off for the tweets.
Okay. Excellent. We did have an email, actually two emails. Let's see. I don't know these are actually answering the questions, so I think these are just going off on just emails to us. So we have Parsnip Nose shot off a quick email, says, "Hi guys, I just managed to narrowly avoid a serious emergency. I was walking across my living room when I accidentally trode on my Aliens Colonial Marines disc. Oh no, I thought. That's done it." I can't do an English accent, sorry. But it says, "Luckily though, I was able to scrape the game off my shoe with a handy piece of dog dung I had lying around. Thank goodness my reputation is intact. Love to you all." Parsnip, we know you're going to play this game. We know it. And you might actually be good at this game. Just saying. Mark Wright also sent an email into the show. I says, "Good evening, chaps."
Yay, Mark Wright.
Yes. I tried to get him onto the show as well, as a matter of fact. He was not able to make it, but he says, "Good evening, chaps. I wanted to email you guys and thank you for the kind words regarding the video I made, except for Mike." He says, "Mike, I really appreciate your comments, even though they were mean. As this is your expertise area, it really made me feel I am improving and on the right track. If you haven't seen Mark's video, just go to the Gate forums. I believe it's up there, or the Gate YouTube channel for sure. It's there. I am new to this video editing malarkey, but I'm really enjoying it. Yes, I also thought using all the different transitions could come across cheesy, so I will take that into consideration for the future movies. I have also had ideas about changing the intro and outro as you recommended. I am also tempted to upgrade from iMovie to Final Cut Pro. Is it worth it, as it's quite expensive?" Unfortunately, Mark, we can't tell you any of that unless, I don't know, have you guys ever used Final Cut Pro?
No, but it is the standard if you want to do good stuff. But it depends to what degree you're going to be using it.
So there you go, Mark. It is the standard. So, I mean, if you want to be part of the standard, then Yeah. Since gaming-wise, I haven't been on my Xbox much lately, apart from Friday Night Halo and my Halo 4 tournament matches. I have to say my partner, Ross Stevo174, is a really nice guy and is a great player. He has carried us somewhat. We have a pretty good record, winning 11 matches out of 15. Far better than my record. He says, massive respect to WombleMK for setting this up. I was a little nervous at first as you got paired up at random, but like I said, my partner has been fantastic and has even joined Gate and is getting involved in our community. There you go. Good on that.
Just rewinding back as well, just another thing for Mark when he's listening. Because it's a high-end package, Final Cut Pro, I'd almost guarantee that you should be able to get a one-month trial for it so you can try it before you do buy it.
Well, there you go. Try before buy. Always recommended. He finishes up saying, I have been playing Diablo 3 on my Mac. Saw it cheap on Amazon. Glad I did because the next day the price had gone back up. I'm really enjoying it. It's my first Diablo game, but I loved Torchlight and Dungeon Crawler and the Dungeon Crawler genre. The visuals are amazing and the controls are simple but work effectively. I have some guest passes for Diablo 3. If anyone wants them, just PM me on Gate. Have a great show, guys. Mark. My only question, I'm not sure if this is relevant or not, but the guest passes for Diablo 3, I'm assuming you have to be on a Mac since you bought the Mac version?
I don't think so. Blizzard are pretty good about doing PC and Mac kind of all together.
Okay. Excellent. Well, if that is not the case, Mark, and you do have to be on the Mac, let us know or at least post it up in the PMs on the forums or something. I don't know. Anyway, that's it for this week's emails. We have a question for next week's show. If you could eliminate one gameplay mode from all future games, what mode would it be and a reason, if any? So an example would be eliminating co-op single-player campaigning because you hate listening to people talk over the cutscenes. So think about it. What game mode do you kind of hate and it's like in all the games you play and you just would love to see it go away. And that brings us to the jingle.
Starsky's board. Let's do this.
Community events.
Hey, here's what's going on, people. Pardon me. Momentous events. Monday Night Halo. Yes, it's still Monday Night Halo. Friday Night Halo. Yes, it's still Friday Night Halo. There's big, bold red letters here that tell me that there's no Friday Night Racing anymore. So if it's Friday night and you put a racing game in your Xbox, it will explode. Don't do it. The F1 Championship is continuing every other Sunday at 6 p.m. GMT. The veteran gamers are playing something. It was Left 4 Dead last week. It'll be something this week. Sunday, 6 p.m. GMT. Don't forget the F1 Hot Lap Challenge, the Forza 4 Hot Lap Challenge, the 24/7 Minecraft server. If you want to get on a Minecraft server, send a friend request to G4TE space Minecraft. Monday and Tuesday is survival mode. All else is peaceful. Contact Jin Edge for membership to the Black Ops 2 clan. And how are we doing in the Halo 4 tournament, Greg?
We're doing something like this.
Hi there, it's WombleMK3 here with your Halo 4 tournament update. So we have now moved into week 6 of the tournament, and for the players in the European League, we are rapidly moving towards the playoff phases of the tournament. No one, by the end of week 5, have confirmed their spots in the playoffs, so there's lots of jockeying for positions. In EuroLeague 1, we have the Spandex Camel Toes leading the way with Betis Wallachs, Horseburgers and Carpe Diem Arseholes close behind. EuroLeague 2 sees Ziminux leading the way still, but the four teams all within 6 points of them, it's still anyone's league. And in the US League, Lucky Jedis lead the way with Combat Unevolved and Slumdog Killionaires still close behind. Special mentions this week go to the Tiger Blood winners and West Coast Bias, who both finally broke their duck and won their matches. Congratulations to those two teams. And a bit of news concerning the Lucky Jedi team in the American League. Both players have had to pull out, and we have replacement players now. So the gamer tag you will be looking for the Lucky Jedi's team is Psycho Selby or Kenneth I Am. They will both be available on the Halo 4 tournament gamer tag. And to round up, as requested, we have the top killers list. In 10th place, we have AM Woody 3, who has 117 kills. In joint 8th, we have myself and Twitch TV HD Alex, so we both have 127 kills. And in 7th, we have Gablan with 128. In 6th spot, we have Man of Bronze with 131 kills. And in 5th spot is Murphy's Law with 133. 4th spot goes to Nux2 with 155 kills. In 3rd place goes to Rabbitman109, who has 186 kills. 2nd is Stevo174 with 214 kills. And our top killer so far in the league is Dignitas Lethal, who has amassed an astounding 267 kills. But considering he is actually a professional Halo player, this comes as no surprise. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and this is WombleMK3 signing out.
Womble, need to mix that soundtrack down, mate. Can't hear what you're saying. Too loud.
I could hear him.
Yeah.
Sounded okay.
Well, we do thank you. We thank you for the update, regardless of your mixing skills, because it's always nice to get an update on a tournament like that. Yeah,
it's good to know that Greg's middle of the road.
Yeah, I am middle of the road. I just got to work harder. Just got to work harder. All right, Mr. Matthew, continue on, please.
Get up and move faster. Anyway, happy birthday this week to Shark Trimmer, The Stickman, Major Chavez, Burial Worm, and welcome to the new members, the Mighty Colon and the Taff Man. Congratulations this week to the Victory Achievers, TPV Jonesy, who finished annual aliens. Speaking of colons, Alien Colonial Marines, and Super Bar Everless U, PG Tip 77 for finishing Aliens Colonial Marines. Nick Nitrous finished X-Men Origins Wolverine, and Phil Thee finished Black Ops 2. We're kind of slowing down on achieving the victories, folks. You have until April the 30th to achieve a victory and take some photographic evidence, which includes your visage, and submit that to @g4te.com. Spell the dot.
You know what's happening? There's this big rush of everybody going to finish Alien Colonial Marines, because they're all going, shit, I've got to get this traded in quick. He's losing value so fast.
Let me tell you, that's on my mind. all right, we do have our community spotlight. Here we go.
Well, hello there. This is Parsnipnose 3000 with another weekly community spotlight. This week, I would like to mention Skullduggerer for all his hard work on the G4TE DJ mix, which you can now find on the homepage, the portal page, up on the top left next to the shout box. It is well over 2 hours of music that's been put together by half a dozen or so G4TE members. So thank you to everybody that contributed to that, and thank you to Skullduggerer for doing the giant master edit, which I'm sure is very time-consuming. Thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to the next one. That's it from me, and over to you peeps back in the studio.
All right, thanks for that, Parsnip.
Pressure's on now, I've got to do another one.
Pressure is on, Rich, pressure is on. Good job, Rich. Seriously.
Yeah, we got it up and running really quick as well. So we put it out there. Anybody want to do it? So within the space of a week, we had 5 people all contributed, half an hour mixers. So there's a bit of everything on there. You've got a bit of more rock music, a bit of dance music, a bit of drum bass, and it goes balls out, pop music, right at the end. We've got Marcanics does an 80s section. So yeah, it's got a bit of everything in. It's great.
It was kind of comical because I saw a bunch of tweets going back and forth. And when it first fired up, like you guys were talking about kind of doing it, and it seemed like the idea was taking hold, but then it went a little quiet. And then suddenly over the weekend, or I guess it was like leading up to the weekend, like there was a flood of tweets back and forth, and then suddenly it was up, and everybody related was retweeting it all over the place. I think I saw like a good 6 or 7 retweets of the mix being up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah.
It's good fun. And also as well, anybody that's listening to it, there's Easter eggs in this. So it's got gaming related sound bites in it as well. So gaming related sound bites and Parsnip talking some shite as well. So yeah. Excellent. Get it listened to.
All right. This is going to lead us into the kind of closing section where we talk indie writer's block. If you want to contribute and do something gaming related, or it doesn't even have to be gaming related. It could be food related, like Mr. Matthew. He just put up an article. The shoulder.
How to do pulled pork.
Shoulder roast.
Yep.
Pulled pork. Yes. And we have the overseas connection videos going up there. I mean, you can contribute. Mr. Jason Lifelike put up a post. It was kind of a repost of something he did a long time ago on a snowy day. And you know what? Just some fun stuff. Anybody who wants to write or do video or be creative. I know Jay is open to all kinds of ideas. So approach him. Just send him an email at iwb@g4te.com, or you can send him a tweet at @iwblock and pitch your idea to him. I'm sure he'll be open to it. iTunes reviews, we'll get around to checking them one of these days soon. But in the meantime, if you haven't given us an iTunes review and you do like the show, or if you don't like the show, I suppose, give us an iTunes review. Tell us what you think, and the more iTunes reviews we can get, assuming, again, that they're highly rating, the higher up on the page we go, the more people that can find us, the more people that can join the community. It's kind of that good love and good warm feeling thing. Emailing the show is real simple, ocpodcast@gmail.com. Just send us an email like Mark Wright or Parsnip did earlier today, and we'll read it on the air. Sometimes we'll make fun of it. Sometimes we won't. You can tweet us like the people did for answering the question of the week. And that was @OC_podcast. Real simple stuff there. We do have a voice line on the off chance you want to leave us a voicemail and you don't want to record your voice, just send it to us on an email. That's 626-506-OC-POD, just to make it simple. And, yeah, it's closing time. So shout outs. Mr. Primrose, why don't you go first?
Yeah, I'll just shout out everybody that was in on the mixing shenanigans. That was Blue Baru, Mark Annix, Gonzo FK, Womble Mark 3, and also Parsnip Nose and Shinyverse for kicking it all off by having a little bit of a debate on Twitter. Also, a little bit of a mention as well for Teflon 212, Shark Tremor, who are also looking to be part of the next one, I believe. And I think Mark Annix might be coming back with a 90s mix as well. Yeah, and on the subject of Mark Annix, the ongoing saga of Mark Annix signature on the forums, apparently he's got anal arse warts this week. So I don't know quite why he's got that on his signature, but probably worth noting. And then finally, I'm going to give a shout out to a podcast, a kick-started brand spanking new podcast called the Boss Wave podcast. So a couple of guys I know are definitely members of Veteran Gamers forums. One of the guys I've met at Eurogamer, Chris Williams, Chris MJW, as far as tags are concerned, that's on PlayStation. Him and I believe it's for Salem and another guy who is, I think it's Ryan his name is, or whatever. They started a podcast, episode 1. Now we've all done this. I can remember how daunting it was doing the first one. I was very nervous and I was stopping a lot and saying a lot and
Wait,
I'm still doing
that. Changed?
Am I still doing that? these guys got together and came across really natural and it was flowing nicely. Two of them are in the studio, so it's got a nice professional feel to it. And Yeah, they all seem to bounce off each other really well. So I enjoyed the first episode. Actually made me cut into Veteran Gamers because I read the tweet about it, listening to Veteran Gamers, and I sidelined Veteran Gamers. So that's a good mark. Veteran Gamers is one of my favourite podcasts. So if I shelved it and then went back to it later, they're doing a good job. So well done, lads. And good luck with that. So that's me done. What about you, Chris?
I would like to shout out SLH for being our Facebook fan of the week. Well done. I'm going to shout out David the Alien, or otherwise known as David Manchester United Football Club Brown, who is a U.S. citizen as of today. So welcome. I'm not sure why you did that, but welcome.
Yes, welcome. Pay your taxes.
Yeah. I'm gonna shout out Jay for joining us on the podcast. You can have your first name back and see if you keep it next time. I'm gonna shout out you clowns because you clowns need a shout out. Teflon 212 for the awesome OC squad. I don't know if you saw his tweet of the four of us getting ready to go do battle with the alien forces.
Yeah, that was good. That was quite spooky. The likenesses as well that were floating around.
I did appreciate.
I was worried. I think he's been stalking us online or something to get these pictures.
He did capture my Cro-Magnon brow very well. I'm going to shout out Apple because I broke my iPad, and Apple wanted $20 just to talk to me on the phone. So I'm quickly becoming an Apple not fan. And lastly, I'm going to shout out Mrs. CP. Not that she ever, her awesomeness is ever in doubt, but she proved her awesomeness again. First, when I dropped my iPad and I told her that I dropped my iPad, she didn't say, well, now I guess you don't have an iPad, or hassle me about any kind of repair costs. The first thing she said was, well, you wanted to get a new tablet anyway. So that was pretty awesome. And then secondly, this week we are discussing nuclear fuel refinement in my course that I teach at college. And so I always bring in yellow cake for the cadets because yellow cake is part of the uranium enrichment process. And she actually made yellow cake pops, which are amazingly delicious for my students. So thank you. And that's me done. Greg, do you still have to go? I think you do. Go.
I do. Wait, Mike. Yes. Mike.
Mike's not here. Greg, you're up.
Yeah. Mike is dead. I want to shout out Jay as well. Jay, thank you for jumping onto the show. Appreciate it. And hopefully next time we won't interrupt dinner. We can actually have you for the whole show. I want to shout out Mark. Marcanix, Mr. Mark Wright. Yes, Mark, I know. We'll get you on the show. Fear not. Maybe those last couple of weeks in March when you said you have some time off, we'll sneak you onto the show.
And don't forget
open seat. Cream. Open cream. Seat or not.
Cream. Anus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cream.
If you're cream. Thank you for that, Rich. That's a good point. Bring the ass cream, please. I want a big shout out to Robin Tate. Bongo the Sane. Robin. I am here for you whenever, buddy, and we love the gaming facts. Whenever you are able to take some time and do them again, you always have a spot on the show. Fear not. And that said, that's a wrap. We're done.
Bye-bye.
They're a wrap.
Fuck's Chris.
Yeah, he's not coming.
No, he's got to come. It's critical that I have three people.
What was Mike's excuse?
Fucking British.
Did you realize what you just said? It's critical that you have three people. I'm one.
Yes.
You're two. Rich is three. That's three. No.
Three people besides myself.
Okay. Like, maybe I'm being discounted here.
No.
Shiny doesn't count at all. He's a zero. Okay.
We'll discount you later.
Okay.
Indeed.
No, it didn't go to my Gmail. Huh.
Hmm.
Huh.
Fuck. Here we go.
Hello, everybody.
Primrose, perhaps we haven't properly communicated that Shinyverse might need to go.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts,
similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Real are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
People say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.